Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Today, we're talking about rejuvenating your spirit.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are, Ben.
Yeah, we are. So, Glenn, elephant in the room, you are not in Florida anymore, as we can see by, if you're watching the video, as you can see by the new digs behind him. And
I thought you were going to say by the background we picked. And I'm
we did
kind of a fake background.
Yeah, we did pick a background. Also, the live Q&As on Thursday nights now have some tropical music and beach scenes involved with them. So with the steel drum, you love that steel drum music.
I do.
So anyway, yeah, dude, you're in the Dominican and you're going to be there for a little while. And I personally don't think you're ever coming back. So like this has been a nice rejuvenation retreat. I'm going to use the word that we used last year. This has been like a rejuvenation retreat for you. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the why and the what and what other people can do to rejuvenate their spirit.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, and I think a lot of people are doing it right now just because it's kind of the end of summer and, you know, some people are able to travel a little bit. So I'm seeing a lot of people just going to the beach, going out in nature and stuff and rejuvenating. And, you know, and that's one of the things you can do is, you know, just about most places is some sort of nature within driving distance, you know. So
yeah,
so a lot of times that's one way.
I mean, literally moving my office outside for the last week or so has been rejuvenating,
right?
You know, this has been really, this feels really nice. So yeah,
so it's a great way, and I think we need to do that. I think, you know, we need to do it regularly in our lives. I mean, for me, it was When I moved to Florida 2 years ago, it's kind of started. There's a whole new chapter of my life I'm going into, you know, and I've been kind of working through it on my own in my own ways here and there and for a couple of years now. And it's just like with the COVID stuff going on, you know, it was an opportunity to really go within and really dive deeper as to, you know, what my soul is yearning for. And one of those things is really community, connecting closely with like-minded people, expanding my horizons. You know, I've always known that I want to travel internationally, but never really done it, and experience different cultures. I think that there's something very, you know, any type of travel, when you experience different type of cultures, when you move to places, it just expands your mind when you, in a way that you can't fully verbalize when you just expose yourself to things, you know? So I knew I wanted to do that. So when I connected with some spiritual people down here in the Dominican, I was like, yeah, that seems like it felt right. You know, it's when I hit some obstacles to try to get here because of COVID, but like it never felt like that I shouldn't go there. You know, it never felt like I shouldn't come here. It felt like maybe I shouldn't, you know, there was a stop in Panama with my plane ticket and I wasn't even going to Panama. And it kept getting, they kept shutting the borders, and it was, so I kept getting that block, but I had gotten blocks to Panama before too. So I just don't think I'm supposed to go to Panama, you know, but as soon as I got a ticket straight to the Dominican, it went smoothly and I came here and, you know, it's been wonderful. So I think the why is just, if we slow down, and pay attention, there's a yearning, there's a pulling, you know, for something, and we can feel it. You know, we can really, if we pay attention, we can feel that yearning, that pulling towards something more.
Yeah.
So, So I think that that's the biggest aspect of it.
So you have, since you've been there, you've, you know, been diving into sort of different spiritual modalities, as you put it. You've done a lot of interesting things already. You've only been there for like 2 weeks, you know, a little bit more than 2 weeks. So what are some of the things that you've done?
Well, I think the first thing was just, I mean, I was talking with my friend that picked me up at the airport about this yesterday. I mean, they, I got picked up at the airport and they drove me to where I'm staying. And just during that drive, they're like, oh, what's it like in the US? And I was like, oh, it, you know, it's this, it's that. And like, I mean, I kind of was living my own existence in Florida. You know, I work from home. There's a lot of nature around me. So like COVID really didn't change my life that much. It affected my business at first when it happened, but then that recovered. So that even, you know, so, I mean, I wasn't affected that much. And I mean, I'm not caught up in the fear of it. So, you know, but when, as soon as they asked me what it was like in the US, I just started going, oh my God, it's there's so much fear around it. And you know, and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I got home and I was like, that didn't match like the energy here. Like, I don't think I needed to go off so much about the fear that people are caught up in. I'm sure they know the fear, you know, but it was this unconscious way of speaking. And that was, you know, within an hour of landing, I acted in a way that was too fast paced and too unconscious for the environment that I was in and the people I was with. And I noticed it all like, well, let's be fair. That was all like within 2 hours of me landing. Like, you know, it's like, so the energy is so different here. It's a different way of life. It's slower paced. There's not so much, you know, United States, and it's not just the United States, but it's not so much of the fast-paced civilization stuff. It's more nature. It's more laid back. It's more, you know, there's just, the energy is completely different. And it took me 2 or 3 days to get to really align with it. I mean, which it was a beautiful experience, you know, because I was open to it. So I was embracing it. I can imagine if you resisted it, it could be pretty uncomfortable. But but like I was looking for that, you know, I'm like, oh, wonderful. You know, oh, I feel a slower, more peaceful, loving environment. Would the people are friendly here? I met more people in one day than I met in 2 years in Florida. You know, it's just a
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, I talked to quite a few people. Like, I'm a fairly friendly guy, and So, but yeah, I'll meet more people in one day than I did in 2 years there. You know, because it's just you see somebody that you just talk to them. That's what you do. You know, and half the people here don't even speak English, and you still try to find a way to communicate. You know, so it's, you know, sometimes, and even if you don't, then there's, you still meet more people, you know? So on top of that, so like for me, you know, a lot of it for me was, man, I started walking the beach because the beach is right here. So I started walking the beach and I literally walked and cried like off and on for hours. It was just, I never experienced so much beauty in its natural state. You know, I was like, oh my God, there's a coconut on the ground. And like nobody picked it up and carved a face into it and tried to charge $34 for it. This is beautiful. Like, not, you don't see that in the United States.
No, and $34 wouldn't be a bad price for that.
Yeah. I mean, so it's just, even though I lived in a tropical area in Florida, it's just still very, very different here. You know, the natural untouched beauty is here. And like I said, the vibration is completely different. And it's just, Yeah, it I could feel just tension and stuff release. And I'd come home and then I'd like go to get a glass of water and I'd be like, water. And I was literally like moving this slow sometimes because I was so like getting used to moving. I was so conscious of everything that I was doing. I was like, oh, I'm getting water. This is cool. Water is nourishing. I love water. I was like doing stuff like that. It was insane for like 2 days. I mean, not all the time, but I had moments like that where I was literally like just like conscious of every movement I was making. And I was just like, this is insane, man. It's just literally like I just got plopped onto a different planet and I had to get used to the environment.
And I mean, I was going to ask you how it's been, but the whole episode is about how it's been. So then what was the first thing that you really got into? Was it the, let's see, I have a list of things that you've done so far. Was it the sweat lodge that you did first?
Yes. Yeah. That was the indigenous sweat lodge. That was the first thing that I did.
How was that? Cool.
It was cool, man. It was, you know, the thing that I've noticed here is like a lot of the spiritual, the new spiritual things that I'm trying, they're kind of pushing me to the limits, which is nice. You know, stretching is nice. You know, I fell into certain aspects of my comfort zone, you know, back in the U.S. All these years of living spiritually, like I've been living spiritually for 17 years. It's a while, man, you know, and you fall into patterns and, you know, in most situations up until now, you know, I've been the teacher for a number of years now, you know, so to be, and over here, that's another blessing is that I'm around other spiritual people that like, man, they get it, man. they get it. The people here are that I'm with are very spiritual, and like I do not have to worry about talking over their head. I don't have to worry. Like, man, it's awesome. So the sweat lodge was just, you know, we went. You know, I love every aspect of it. That it's ceremonial and everything is taken seriously, you know. So we went and collected rocks, you know, and then we went and then they put the rocks up, you know, in a fire pit and then built all the wood around it. And then we wrote down things we wanted to release and on paper and we stuffed it into the wood. And then they lit it on fire and, you know, and we released what we wanted to release. So at least we started to. And then, and everything also is about giving, like respecting nature and giving thanks to Mother Earth. And through these ceremonies, it's just, you know, really respecting the planet that we live on and the power that it has. And so, you know, we did that. Then we went into the sweat lodge and they brought in seven, which is just like a little dome tent. And we all sat in there and they brought in seven of the hot stones once they're hot. And holy crap, man, I'm in the Dominican Republic in high humidity in the summer. And then you go inside of a tent and bring in seven hot rocks. I literally had like a river coming off of my head. It was this, there was literally a steady stream of water just going, you know, so it was hot.
And how was that? That sounds draining.
It was intense, you know, it was just, I mean, it's just setting an intention and not getting too caught up in the uncomfortability of it. You know, accepting the uncomfortability and using it with the intention of releasing. And, you know, you can release a lot that way. And, you know, and then we had two rounds, 7 stones each. And I'll tell you, by the time, but I probably should have taken some water in between. I should have taken a walk outside. but by the end of the second round, I was pushed. I was going, okay, I need to be careful because I'm getting to the point where I'm going to go, I might need to leave because I could lose consciousness here. So how
did it feel afterwards?
Oh, it felt wonderful. You know, I mean, I was literally giddy afterwards. I was like, you know, we went out and, you know, of course there's ceremonial aspects to all this that I won't get into, but, so there's a little more to it from a spiritual perspective, but we got out and, you know, we got some water poured over our heads and it was just like, and you start to get some air and cool off and you start to come back and you're in nature and it was a beautiful experience and you just start to feel lighter and you know, plus it's good for your body and your skin and everything too. So you just really feel, I felt wonderful, you know. I was like giggling and stuff. I was like, this is awesome. You know, so
then after that you had a shiatsu massage.
Well, that's the last thing that I just did yesterday. Oh, okay. But it doesn't matter what order we go in.
How was that?
What was great.
That? What is that?
Well, to be honest with you, I am not like
an expert,
but I do have the thing. So shiatsu is a method to rehabilitate the natural healing powers within the body and improve health. Hand and finger pressure is used on the meridian points to unblock and balance the meridian system of the body. In addition, rotations and stretches are used to activate the energy and flexibility of the client. It is practiced on a clothed body on a mat. So, like, yeah, first I was on a table and got a massage. But, yeah, it was that. It was a lot of points and finding the points and holding them until they released. And, you know, Sabine owns the house of shiatsu here. That's where I got it. And I mean, she's just a very spiritual being. She's very in tune with herself, with her craft, with her touch. So she can kind of go in and just go and feel and go, okay, should I go deeper? Yes. Okay. And then go deeper. And she can get that intuitive guidance through her. So, and I mean, there was aspects of it where it was emotional, you know, where, you know, she hit pockets of emotion that needed to be released and I could release it, you know? So yeah, there's a wonderful physical aspect. I mean, I've gotten massages, you know, different types of massages and stuff. But with her, the thing that I really liked from a physical standpoint was her adding in the rotations and stuff of what the joint does. She would add that in while paying attention to the pressure point. So where, you know, if somebody's just kind of working through something and breaking down some muscle, then they go to the next area. It's like you don't really see if that joint is functioning properly. And I think that's an extra added bonus with this. So yeah, everything, every aspect of that was really good. I was, you know, and of course there's a mellow aspect to that. That wasn't so, there was emotional aspects, but it wasn't so intense like some of the other things I've done.
Yeah. Okay. So now there's two things that I'm confused by. I can get the sweat lodge and I understand the massage. You had tobacco blown up your nostrils, and which I'm sure is more involved than the way that I just described it. And I wrote down that you ate a frog. You did not eat a frog. There was frog medicine.
Yeah, Cambo.
Please explain.
Well, that is, it's basically a frog that they that is in the Amazon, and they catch it, and they scrape the poison off of its back, because that's its defense mechanism, is the poison. So, and then they dry it, and then you what you do is you burn your whole. So I've got my dots here.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you full screen.
So those are my three dots. So I got burned with an incense stick, three little dots, and then they put the little patches of, it looks like a little tiny piece of gum or something, you know, a little snot of frog poison on each of the dots. And I'll tell you, man, it did not take long. Within a minute or two, I felt it. I was like, whoa, what the heck is this?
And what did that feel like?
Well, at first I just felt my head start just kind of almost getting dizzy and a rush of heat and stuff. And then all of a sudden it started dropping down through my body. And I was like, oh, this is okay. This is unpleasant. This is it started going down to my stomach where I felt like I wanted to throw up and a tightness. And it was, and then the sweat machine turned on, and like it was like I had a fever like out of this world, and just sweat started pouring off of me. It was really unpleasant. You know, but this is, you know, like there's certain things you do for pleasure, and there's certain things you do for benefit. And, you know, this is one of the things that you do for a benefit.
Okay. So then what were the benefits? Because so far, this isn't.
If you're looking for a good time.
So far, I would not recommend myself.
If you're looking for a good time, do not spend an afternoon doing Cambo. That's not like, this is not an idea of like a good time. I got violently ill. I had a bucket between my legs and I was hurling and ended up in the bathroom coming out both ends, man. It was not pretty. It sucked largely. I think, but the idea behind Cambo, I think, is important to understand, because it's, like I said, it's not supposed to be some joyous event. It's it's supposed to be, you know, the poison going into your body and flushing out anything that isn't good in your body. And I don't eat as clean as I should. And I think that was a big aspect of it. And the culture of the United States too, you know, and how like that, because a lot, from what I've heard, there seems to be at least some sort of correlation between how clean your diet is and the physical manifestations of this.
Okay.
Maybe not always, but I mean, I think there is at least some correlation to that. Sometimes, and you can have a different experience every time you take it too. So I think that because there was so many impurities in my system, that it really attacked the physical aspect of me more than perhaps other people. So that was mostly my experience. I think, you know, maybe if I took it again, now that a lot of the impurities had been flushed out, you know, I would have maybe more of a spiritual experience.
How did that feel after?
I definitely felt some clarity. I've gotten, like, just my mind seems to be functioning clearer. It's kind of hard to describe. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like when the refrigerator stops buzzing in the background and you go, what was that noise? Like, you didn't even know it was happening until it stopped. It's kind of like that, you know, like, so there's a clarity that I have now that I didn't have before, but I didn't know I was missing it. So I think my thoughts are clearer now, externally as well as internally. I think my body is lighter. I think it feels a little healthier. There is a big, large aspect to immune system boosting and all that stuff. And a big aspect of the frog medicine is physical immune system building and really a healthy body. And I got blocked from posting a link to a video on Facebook and Messenger. I couldn't even send it through Messenger, which, you know, is my favorite thing. I'd love when information is censored. But I was mentioning that to my friend, and they were like, well, yeah, I guess because Cambo can have such good physical benefits around the immune system and kicking diseases out of your system and stuff, and that people were starting a conversation around it with the pandemic, with the virus, and anything that goes against what, you know, the powers that be say, they completely make sure is not shared on the internet. So I guess that's why I wasn't able to share the link, because Cambo, you know, people were starting to have conversations like, hey, maybe this could help people. And they had to make sure they got rid of that information.
And then the tobacco up the nostrils?
Well, and before we do go into that, I just want to say one thing about the Cambo. It's not to be taken lightly, and it is not for everyone. Like, I seriously had a, you know, I was violently ill. You have to make sure you're healthy. You have to make sure that you're doing it with a shaman with you that knows what they're doing, that is, you know, that can guide you, that is capable of handling something if something goes wrong. You know, this is not something you do, you know, with your friends to be cool on the weekend. Like, you know, this is like I said, one of the things that I'm gaining from this trip is a great respect for nature and its power. There is so much strength and power on this planet that we're unaware of, that like we really have to take this stuff seriously, you know. So, and I noticed that with the ocean, man. Holy cow. I mean, I have this little beach right near me.
Yeah.
Like, I literally could not even get into the water up to my knees. I couldn't even go up to my knees because it was so powerful. The waves were so powerful. Just being in my water up to my shins, when one of the big waves came in and out, it almost pulled me out into the ocean. Like, it's that strong. So it's like I'm sitting here going like, wow, like Mother Nature is is like needs to be respected. I'm used to being on the west coast of Florida in the Gulf, you know, water's not like that, you know. So yeah. Yeah, I'm noticing a lot about nature out here. So yeah, the last thing is the rape, which is the tobacco blend. It's tobacco with some other things, and and they just kind of put it in a pipe and just put the pipe up against your nose, your nostril, and blow it right up into your nostril. And at first, that ain't real pleasant either, you know? but holy cow, did I just drain. And I definitely felt there's a sense of euphoria, kind of. Mine was a little light. I think I was still in the hangover from the Cambo because I had just finished the Cambo. And I had, you know, like, I was on the couch for the rest of the day until I went to bed after the Cambo. I did not do. The only thing I did was, they said, you know, if you can get into the ocean, it's really healing with all your pores open and everything. So I did go down to the ocean. I jumped into the water just over my head to get, you know, that water, and that felt really good. It really did feel good. And then I came home and I was right back on the couch until I went to bed that night. And I had done it like at 9:30, 10 in the morning, and I was out for the, I was incapacitated for the rest of the day. I couldn't do anything. I wasn't horribly violently ill all day.
Right.
But I was just like, you know, out of it. And I wasn't going to be doing anything else. But yeah, the rape, I did feel a pleasurable kind of euphoric sensation afterwards. And I got tons of release of just mucus, just which really, you know, can be from milk products, dairy products, as well as sugar and other things in our diets and stuff. I felt a major release there. And I also had several fairly severe injuries when I was younger in my other life. Violence, you know, my whole eye getting shattered and my sinus and my nose getting busted and over on my cheek. And like, so as well as other things. So this whole area just was carrying a lot of trauma energy from all the violence that I had experienced when I was younger. So it was like, you know, a lot of that was, that energy was released as well. So that was really healing for me.
Would you recommend that?
That one. Yeah. Yeah. That one's, you know,
all right.
That one's nothing, you know, that you have to be overly concerned. I would still respect it and, you know,
right.
But, and take it seriously. Not like it's a, you know,
So we're at the half hour mark, and we've talked in a lot of detail about what you're doing right now for this spiritual rejuvenation. What are things, how would you recommend somebody start to look for it as a way to wrap up? What would you suggest somebody to do to start looking for ways to have their own spiritual rejuvenation session?
I think it's really start looking for ways. I think that like, that's how I, you know, I didn't sit here. I wasn't at home. Like, we try to know what we're going to do before we do it. And I think that that's the biggest problem. Every time I have had serious openings and spiritual awakenings and my life has really taken other levels, I have not known what I was doing, you know, every time. So it's like, just lean in and want it. You know, the more you lean in and go, you know what? The way I'm living my life isn't good enough anymore. You know, and it doesn't mean that your life has to suck. My life doesn't suck. I have a really good life, you know, from an external perspective. I've got my own business. I work from home. I've got a great son. I live in Florida in a nice area, like great dog. You know, what's wrong with my life? You know?
Right.
So it's not that your life has to suck. It's just, we have to constantly keep expanding and moving forward. And if you're feeling that stagnant, or if your life does suck, then lean in, just start going, you know, I want more. What can I do? What can I do? And start looking around and researching and asking. And then all of a sudden things start coming. You know, that's how I landed in all this stuff. It's just because I was like, yeah, the status quo isn't good anymore. I need to take myself to a whole nother level. And I thinking I wanted to expand more was not enough. Oh, I should expand more. Oh, I should look into stuff. Don't do it with that energy. Don't do it with maybe if I find the right thing, maybe I'll do it. No, like, lean the hell in, man. I'm in the Dominican Republic. I didn't like cross the street, you know, lean in. And that's how I'm finding it, because it's my commitment level. Lean in with a commitment level and you will find what works for you, and research this stuff. Just don't just do it because it crosses your radar. You know, ask about it, respect this stuff, because there is a strong power in certain things out there. You know, ayahuasca is getting popular and there's all kinds of plant medicines that you can do and stuff. And some of it's good, but it's not for everybody. And I think we need to be responsible and we need to be respectful of ourselves as well as the power of these things. So just because something's fashionable doesn't mean you should do it, but just lean in and start finding your path and asking and pushing. And, you know, like, there's a lot of people that will, you know, maybe make a comment on my live show or on one of my podcasts, or maybe even send me an email, you know, and then, and that's enough. That's enough. you know, then they stop. And it's like, then a year later, they're like, hey, you know, remember I emailed you last year and I was asking about this. I'm still in that situation. It's like that. That's like, lean in, man, lean in. Keep pushing forward until you're on the other side of it. Don't do a little work and you know, to sign up for a $40 online spiritual course, you know, get to the end of it and then be like, oh, well, okay, I'll see if my life gets better. Like, just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep asking. Hey, do you know anything I could try? Hey, what do you, you know? Get a life coach, you know, just keep pushing forward until your door opens. And, you know, knock and the door will open.
Yeah.
You know, seek and ye shall find. That's what it is. But we can't just go like, hey, I was wondering if you're not too busy. Like, no, man, go, you know, search like your life depends on it. Because it kind of does. You know? Your happiness does. And what's more important than that? You know, we deserve to be happy. We deserve to be fulfilled. We deserve to be flipping excited, man. And if we are not, go out there and start searching until you find, because it's out there. And, you know, we deserve it. We all deserve it. Muy bueno.
Amen. So if you guys want to contact Glenn, you can find him at glennambrose.com. Podcasts, videos, all of that stuff is there. Blogs. You can sign up for a weekly newsletter, all of that stuff. So Glenn, I'm going to let you say goodbye from the Dominican Republic. Anything you want to end with?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do this, man. Reach out. I'm pumped up. So like anybody that starts working with me now, buckle up. Because it's going to be a wild ride, but it's going to be a good one. So, yeah, contact me if you're interested, and we'll get moving forward. But thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Glenn is available for life coaching sessions. To book an appointment or for more information, go to glennambrose.com, follow him on Facebook and Twitter, or click the link in the description of this episode.